Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15.
我们一起翻到尼希米记六章十五节。
Chapter 6, verse 15.
六章十五节。
So the wall was completed on the 25th of the month Elul in 52 days.
以路月二十五日，城墙修完了，共修了五十二天。
Chapter 7, verse 1.
第七章第一节。
Now when the wall was rebuilt, and I had set up the doors, and the gatekeepers, and the singers, and the Levites were appointed.
城墙修完，我安了门扇，守门的、歌唱的和利未人都已派定。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
八章一节。
And all the people gathered as one man,at the square, which was in front of the water gate. And they asked Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel.
那时他们如同一人聚集在水门前的宽阔处，请文士以斯拉将耶和华借摩西传给以色列人的律法书带来。
Chapter 10, verse 32 to 34.
十章三十二到三十四节。
We also place ourselves under obligation to contribute yearly one third of a shekel for the service of the house of our God. Likewise, we cast lots for the supply of wood among the priests, the Levites, and the people, so that they might bring it.To the house of our God, according to our father's household, at six times annually, to burn on the altar of the Lord of our God, and as it is written in the law.
三十二节，我们又为自己订立，每年个人捐钱，捐银一舍克勒三分之一，为我们神殿的使用。我们也在就是为成社祭、长献的数祭和番祭、安息日月朔、节期所献的与圣物，并以色列人的赎罪祭，以及我们神殿里一切的费用，我们的祭司、利未人和百姓都册签，看每年是哪一族，按定期将献祭的财奉到我们神的殿里，照着律法书上所写的，烧在耶和华我们神的坛上。
Chapter 11, verse 1 and 2.
十一章一到二节。
Now the leaders of the people live in Jerusalem, but the rest of the people cast lots to bring one out of ten to live in Jerusalem, the holy city, while nine-tenths remained in the other cities, and the people blessed all the men who volunteered to live in Jerusalem.
百姓的首领住在耶路撒冷，其余的百姓册签。每十人中使一人来住在圣城耶路撒冷，那九人住在别的城邑。凡甘心乐意住在耶路撒冷的百姓都为他们祝福。
Chapter 12, verse 27.
十二章二十七。
Now at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought out the Levites from all their places to bring them to Jerusalem, so that they might celebrate the dedicationwith gladness, with hymns of thanksgiving, and with songs to the accompaniment of cymbals, harps, and lyres.
耶路撒冷城墙告成的时候，众民就把各处的利未人招到耶路撒冷，要称谢、歌唱、敲拔、鼓瑟、弹琴，欢欢喜喜地行告成之礼。
Finally, Malachi chapter 3, verse 17.
马拉基书三章十七节。
And they shall be unto me a peculiar treasure, saith Jehovah of hosts, in the day that I prepare, and I will spare them as the man spares his own son that saved him.
万军之耶和华说，在我所定的日子，他们必归我，做我特别的珍宝，我必连续他们， 卢人连续服侍自己的儿子。
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for bringing us to this last session.
父王，我们感谢你把我们带到这最后的一堂。
We come before you and recognize that in you was life.
我们来到你自己的同在面前，我们承认只有在你里面有生命。
And this life is the light of man.
这个生命就是人的光。
We pray that when we read your words, that you shine your light in us.
我们祷告，当我们在这里读你话的时候，你将这个光照在我们身上。
Remove all darkness from us.
除去在我们里面所有的一切黑暗。
So we can see the Son of righteousness.
我们能看到这个公义的儿子。
We commit this time into your hands.
我恭敬仰望，把这个时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名 ，Amen.
We have been fellowshipping on the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem.
我们一直在分享有关于建造耶路撒冷城墙。
When the people dwelt together in unity in Jerusalem.
当所有的民在耶路撒冷共同这样合一的居住的时候，
We have a picture of brothers and sisters dwell together in unity.
我们就看到这一幅图画，就是弟兄姐妹他们在合一里面的居住。
When there is a unity of sense, there is the testimony of Jesus.
当弟兄姐妹在合一的里面，我们就看到基督耶稣的见证。
The first six chapters of Nehemiah coveringthe rebuilding of the wall.
这尼希米这个前面的六章在那里讲述的都是有关于建造城墙的事。
The wall was built in times of troubles.
这个城墙是在困难的时候建造的。
They were attacked by enemy from outside and within.
他们受到了敌人的内外的攻击。
Nehemiah faced pressure, persecutions.
尼希米他受到了这些攻击和压力。
There were even false prophets prophesying against Nehemiah.
甚至有假先知在那里向他说预言。
Yet Nehemiah knew the good hand of the Lord was upon him.
但是尼希米知道神伸的手在他身上。
And he dare not be defeated.
他不敢稍微失败。
So finally, in 52 days, the wall was completed.
最后52天，他们就建成了。这个城墙。
After the wall was completed in chapter 6,
在第六章我们看到城墙被建完了。
Nehemiah did not immediately dedicate the wall to the Lord.
尼希米并没有立刻把这个城墙献给主。
If the wall was finished,
若是这个城墙已经修完，
we would think the next thing to do is dedication.
我们想到的应该立刻就把它献给神。
But it was not the case.
但这个不是这样的。
The wall is the testimony of Jesus.
因为这个墙就是耶稣的见证。
But the strength of this testimony depends on the life within the wall.
这个见证的力量实在决定于在城墙里面的生命。
In fact, the life within the wall.Is the strength of the testimony.
是在墙内的生命决定了这个见证的力量。
If the life within the wall is weak,
若是墙内的生命是软弱的，
sooner or later, the testimony will not stand.
早晚这个见证就不会持久。
And this had happened before.
这个已经发生过了。
But there was a wall once before.
因为在这之前已经有过一堵墙。
But it was destroyed because the life within the wall was weak.
这个墙被毁了，因为在墙内的生命是这样的软弱。
The people had been unfaithful to God.
因为神的名对神不忠。
Unless the life within the wall was strengthened, the testimony would not endure.
除非城墙里面的生命是加强的，是坚定的。才能让这个见证持久。
So after the wall was completed, Nehemiah knew that the life within the wall must be strengthened.
除非尼希米知道，只有让这个墙内的生命坚固，才能使这个见证能够成立。
In fact, Nehemiah spent much more time strengthening the life within the wall than rebuilding the wall.
实际上，尼希米花了更多的时间在那里加强墙内的生命，比建造城墙更长。
So this morning, we would like to see how they strengthen the life within the wall.
今天早晨，我们一起来看他是如何来加强墙内的生命。
First, they restore worship to the Lord.
首先，他们恢复了对神的敬拜。
Secondly, they place the word of the Lord at the center of their life.
接着他们将神的话放在他们生活的中心。
Thirdly, they made voluntary offerings to the Lord.
第三，他们献上甘心祭给神。
This is how they strengthen the life within the wall.
这就是他们如何在那里加强墙内的生命。
After the wall was built,Nehemiah appointed doorkeepers and singers and the Levites.
当城墙修完以后，尼希米在那里设定了守门的、歌唱的和利未人。
The wall was there to separate them from the world.
这个墙在那里是要把这个世界与他们分开。
But the wall had doors so that they can come in and go out.
而这个墙其中是有门的，所以他们可以借着这个门进出这个城。
Remember, Jesus said to his disciples, they were left in the world, but they were not of the world.
记得主耶稣跟他的门徒说，你们是在世上，但不属于这个世界。
The wall and his doors work together to keep them in the world, but not of the world.
这个城和门在一起工作，让他们能够在这世上，却不属于这世界。
Therefore, the first thing Nehemiah did was setting up the doorkeepers.
所以第一件事情，尼希米所做的就是在那里设定了守门的。
Before the sun went down,
太阳下山以前
，they closed the door.
他们就关闭城门。
And they did not open the door until the sun was warm.
他们不会将城门打开，只等到太阳升起。
As long as the doors are open, there were doorkeepers by the doors.
只要城门是打开的，那里一定是有守门的。
After the sun went down and the door were closed,
当太阳下山，城门关闭了以后，
each household will appoint a guard guarding the section of the wall in front of their house.
他们每一家每一户指定一个人在那里看守，向着他们，对着他们房屋的那一处。
So with this arrangement, we clearly see that the guarding of the wall of Jerusalem was the responsibility of all the people.
这样的安排，我们看见了这个守卫这个城墙，实在是需要所有的人在参与。
The life within the wall could only be strengthened when everyone was involved in guarding the wall and its doors.
所以墙内的生命只有在这样的情况下被加强，就是所有的人在那里参与守卫这个城和门。
Having the doorkeepers during the day and the guards during the night strengthened the life within the wall.
这个白天守门，夜间守卫，这样子就让这个城墙和门被加强了。
But this is not the only duty of doorkeepers.
但是这并不是守门的唯一的责任。
They have even more important responsibility.
其中有更加重要的责任。
The doorkeepers keep the temple holy.
守门的他们还在那里守卫着圣殿的圣洁。
They were stationed at the doors.
他们站在圣殿的各门。
So thatTo ensure that no one who was in any way unclean could enter.
所以他们保守这个圣殿的圣洁，任何人无论什么情形不圣洁都不能进入。
Keeping the temple holy was essential for worship.
因为这个圣殿的圣洁实在是那样的重要。
Since God could only abide in a place that is holy.
因为神只能居住在圣洁的地方。
They are also in charge of the offerings people offered to God.
而且他们还管理人所献上的祭物。
So the doorkeepers were an integral part of the worship.
这些守门的，他们实在是这个敬拜中的重要的组成部分。
There were Levites who come in the city to serve in turns.
这利未人他们是轮值进入这个圣城里面，在那里值班。
While they were on their duties, they spent the night in the chambers of the temple.
当他们在那里有值班的时候，他们晚上住宿在耶路撒冷里面。
And watch over the temple and open the doors of the temple in the morning.
他们夜间守殿，早晨起来为这个开门。
The office of doorkeepers was highly esteemed.
当时我们看见守门的他们的职任是非常尊贵。
They were mentioned together with the priests and the Levites in the Bible.
在圣经里面我们看见他们是与祭司和利未人一起被提及。
Now we often mention priests and Levites, but we forget about the doorkeepers.
我们常常提到祭司和利未人，却忘记提到守门的。
But they together for worship.
他们是在一起在那里敬拜神。
Now we understand this well-known verses in Psalm 84 verse 10.
所以现在我们知道为什么这个经节是那么的有名，84篇10节。
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in tents of the wicked.
在你的院宇住一日，胜是在别处住千日，宁可在我神殿中看门。不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
We thank the Lord who appoints all of us, each one of us, as a doorkeeper.
我们感谢主，神其实在那里设立，也选定了我们每一个人来做这个守门的。
After the doorkeepers, Nehemiah appoints singers.
在守门的已经派定以后，尼希米又找设定了歌唱的。
It was David who first appoints singers.
我们知道大卫是第一个首先在那里设定歌唱的。
They ministered music before the tabernacle until Solomon built the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem.
他们在帐幕之前在那里有音乐的侍奉，直到所罗门的圣殿。
Singers also lived in the chambers of the temple.
这些歌唱的也同样住在属殿的那个房屋的里面。
They were free from.Any other services.
他们不做别样的工。
And because they were engaged for their services day and night.
因为他们在那里歌唱昼夜供职。
Remember this verse. Behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord.
这里有一句经节说到耶和华的仆人夜间在站在耶和华的殿中，你们当称颂耶和华。
They describe the singers.
他们在这里描述了歌唱的人。
In time of King Josiah, we see the Levites, the priests, the singers, and doorkeepers serve together.
在约西亚王的时代，我们看见利未人、祭司、歌唱的和守门的在一起预备。
The Levites slaughter the Passover lamb.
利未人在那里宰杀逾越节的羔羊。
Then they prepare the burnt offerings and the fat for themselves and for the priests.
完了，他们准备那个燔祭和脂油，为着祭司和利未其他的利未人。
Then the priests sprinkle the blood against the altar.
那祭司呢，就在坛上洒血。
And the doorkeepers stay at each gate and did not leave their posts.
而守门的他们站在岗位上面不能离开。
Their fellow Levites made the preparations for them.
因为有他们的利未人弟兄在那里为他们预备。
Now we know why Nehemiah appointed doorkeepers, singers, and the Levites.
所以我们现在知道为什么尼希米在这里派定了这个守门的祭司、守门的歌唱的和利未人。
He desired to restore worship to the Lord.
因为他想要恢复向着主的敬拜。
Brothers and sisters, we are called to be worshippers.
弟兄姐妹，我们也是蒙召做这样的敬拜者。
We may be doorkeepers, singers, or Levites.
我们也是那个守门的、歌唱的和利未人。
But we are here to worship the Lord together.
我们在这里一同敬拜我们的主。
Nehemiah knew once the worship was restored in God's chosen place.
尼希米知道，若是这个敬拜是在神所选定的地方恢复以后
，God would abundantly provide all the blessings to God's people.
神所丰丰富富的祝福就要倾倒下来。
Therefore, Nehemiah restored worship right after he finishing the wall.
所以当这个城墙被修完以后，他立即就恢复了这个敬拜。
This is true for today as well.
这个对我们今天也一样。
If we desire to be the testimony of Jesus,
若是我们愿意成为耶稣的见证，
we must have true worship among God's people.
我们必须在神的子民中有这样真实的敬拜。
Nothing else is more important to Nehemiah.
没有其他的比这个更重要。
No cost was too high for Nehemiah.
对尼希米来说，也没有什么能够说是更大的代价。
May the Lord call us to be a doorkeeper, a singer, and a Levite.
愿神来呼召我们成为那一个守门的歌唱的。
May the Lord restore us as a worshipper of Him.
愿神在这里能够恢复我们在这里成为一个敬拜者。
It is a small thing for one of us to offer a praises in the congregation.
对我们每一个人来说，在这样的聚会里面来赞美主是一件小事。
But if every one of us rises up to do these small things.
若是我们每一个人都起来做这一点点的小事，
God will do a great thing amongst us.
那神就要在我们中间做大事。
Brother and sister, if the worship is restored,
若是这样子的敬拜被恢复了，
we return to the Lord.
我们转回归向主。
What will happen if we return to the Lord?
那当我们转向主的时候又怎样了呢？
The Lord will return to us.
主要转向我们。
This is written in the scriptures.
这是在圣经里面写着的。
This will never change.
这个永远不会改变。
If we return to the Lord,
让我们转向主，
He will return to us.
他要转向我们。
On that day, they return to God.
在这一天他们转向了主。
And God returned to them.
神也回到他们中间。
God returned to them as the Son of Righteousness.
神回到他们中间就像那公义的日头一样。
And all of a sudden, they live under a great light.
这样的时候，他们突然好像发现他们活在那个大光的底下。
All of a sudden, someone turned on the high beam.
好像突然有人将这个车的大灯开起来了。
Now what happened during that time is absolutely phenomenal.
那个时候这个事情发生实在是让人觉得惊天动地。
Now it's almost fascinating.
实在是让人觉得太美好了。
And what followedrequired no further explanations.
所有以后发生的都不需用言语来表达。
You just observe, then you marvel what was going on.
你在那里观察，你就在那里惊叹。
They placed the word of the Lord at the center of their lives.
他们开始将神的话放在他们生活的中间。
This could only happenWhen God returned to His people,
这个只能是在当主回到他们中间才能发生的。
It would never happen if there's not a rising of the Son of Righteousness.
这个若是没有那个公义的太阳升起来的话，这个永远不会发生。
But on that day, when they returned to God, God returned to them as the Son of Righteousness.
只有在那一天，当他们回转向神，神回到他们中间，就有公义的日头出现。
All the children of Israel gathered together as one man and asked for Ezra the scribe to read the book of the law to them.
所有的百姓，众人如同一人，在那里请求以斯拉向他们读律法书。
Did not come from Nehemiah nor Ezra.
不是从尼西以斯拉或者尼西米那里发出的。
It was the people who asked Ezra.
而是百姓主动的问以斯拉。
Read the book to us.
把律法书读给我们。
We want to hear it.
我们想听。
What a hunger for the word of the Lord.
怎样的这样的渴慕，是为着主的话的渴慕。
They gathered together in the open space at the water gate.
他们就在水门的宽阔处聚集。
And Ezra read the word to them.
以斯拉就读律法书。
What reverence they had for the word of God.
他们向着神的那种敬拜是何等的深刻。
When Ezra opened the book of the law, all the people stood up.
当以斯拉一展开律法书，他们众人全都站立起来。
Not a word has been spoken yet.
这个话还没有出口。
The book was open.
这个书才打开。
And they all stood up.
他们所有的人都站起来。
They were in such a light.
这实在有那个大光。
When Ezra praised the Lord, all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen, Amen.
当以斯拉在那里赞美耶和华的时候，他们众人都举手回应阿们阿们。
That they bow down and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground.
他们低头面伏于地敬拜神。
Ezra read from the book of the law.
以斯拉在律法书上读主的话。
Making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people understood.
他清清楚楚地念，而且讲明其中的意义，使得百姓能够明白。
They listened attentively from morning until midday.
他们留心在那里听，从早晨到晌午。
They were not only listen, they also understood and they responded.
他们不单听，而且懂，而且回应了。
When the people heard the word of God, they wept.
当人们听见神的话，他们哭了。
The Son of Righteousness with healing in its wing.
这个公义的日头有医治的能力。
The people, when they heard the word of God, their wounds were healed.
当人们听见神的话，他们身上的伤就被医治了。
They saw they had disobeyed and sinned against God.
他们看见他们背逆神，得罪了神。
So they repented before God.
他们就悔改在神的面前。
Can you imagine that Ezra and Nehemiah had to comfort the people?
你能想象吗？那个时候以斯拉跟尼西米要转过来安慰他们。
They say the day is holy.
说这日是圣的。
Do not mourn or weep.
不要悲哀哭泣。
Then Nehemiah said this famous verses.
接着尼西米说了这一句著名的话
Do not be grieved
不要悲哀
For the joy of the Lord is your strength
因为从耶和华得的喜乐是你们的力量
Brothers and sisters Only when we are healed Then the joy of the Lord become our strength
弟兄姐妹只有当我们得了医治神的喜乐才成为我们的力量。
On the next day,
次日
they gather again before Ezra.
他们再次聚集来到以斯拉面前。
And they found written in the book on how the Lord has commanded them to celebrate the feast of booths.
他们发现在律法书上面写着要守祝棚节。
So they initiate the celebration.
他们在那里自发的在那里要庆祝。
It was not from Ezra nor from Nehemiah.
不是从以斯拉，也不是从尼西米那里。
They obeyed the command of God.
他们主动的在那里顺服了 神的诫命。
They experienced themselves that the joy of the Lord was indeed their strength.
实在他们经历了靠神所得的喜乐是他们的力量。
With this strength, with the newfound strength in them, they did something that required strength.
因着这个喜乐重新得到的这个喜乐他们还做了另外的一件事情
是需要力量
需要力量的事情
They confess their sins
他们认罪悔改
On the 24th day of the same month
在这个月的24日
They gather together fasting and wearing sackcloth and putting dust on their heads
他们来他们在那里进食他们蒙灰他们在那里认罪
They stood confessed their sins and the sins of their ancestors
他们在那里承认他们自己的罪和列祖的罪
They read from the book for a quarter of day
他们读律法书四分之一的日
and spend another quarter in confession and in worshiping the Lord.
有四分之一时间在那里认罪敬拜耶和华。
They saw their own conditions and the conditions of their ancestors.
他们看到了自己的状况和他们列祖的状况。
They confessed they were a stiff-necked people.
他们承认自己是硬着颈项的百姓。
They did not obey God's commands.
他不听从神的命令。
But they also saw God as a forgiving God.
但他们也看到了神是赦免的神。
Gracious and compassionate.
有恩典，有怜悯。
Slow to anger and abounding in love.
不轻易发怒，有丰盛慈爱的怜悯。
They were under the sun of righteousness.
他们是在公义的日头底下。
But they also saw the compassionate loving kindness.
他们也看见神的怜悯和慈爱。
They acknowledged that in all that had happened to them.
他们承认了所有一切所发生在他们身上的事。
God had remained righteous and act faithfully.
他们知道神他们承认神是公义的而且是信实的
While they acted wickedly
而他们所做的却是邪恶
In the end, they made a covenant with God
接着他们就与神立约
To keep his words
来遵守他的话
Brother and sister, this is how the life within the wall was strengthened
这个就是城墙里面的生命得着坚固
There must be reading of the word
必须有读神的话
Listening of the word
听见神的话
Keeping of the word
遵守神的话
And repentance before God
在主的面前悔改
We thank the Lord with what he has done in the life of the remnant
我们感谢神他在渔民当中所做的这一切。
We look to the Lord for doing the same work among us today.
我们寻求神愿主在我们中间做同样的事情。
They had the book of Moses for a long, long time.
他们有摩西的五书很长很长的时间。
We had the whole counsel of God for quite some time.
我们也已经有神全备的旨意有相当的一段时间。
But it takes returning to God.
这实在需要我们转向神。
For us to be able to see the word of Lord under the sun of righteousness.
好叫我们在这个公义的日头下面看见主他自己的话。
Brother and sister, we have the whole counsel of God.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们有这个全备的神的旨意。
But where is the returning to God?
那转向神，我们是否已经在那里做了呢
？God's word will never change.
神的话永远不改变。
If we return to God, He will return to us.
若是我们转向他，他必转向我们。
If we turn to God, what happened in the time of Nehemiah? Will happen in our life.
在尼希米时代 转向神，神转向他们的这样的事情，也要同样发生在今天。
Not only we know how the Lord will use His light in His recovery work.
那我们现在知道神是如何用他的光在这个恢复的这个工作当中。
And we can experience that light.
我们也能经历这个光。
Knowing about the light is one thing.
知道有关于光是一件事。
Experiencing that light is completely another thing.
经历这个光却是完全不同。
So let's not be satisfied by knowing the light.
我们不要满足于仅仅知道有关光的事情。
Let's have this hunger and yearning in our heart.
让我们里面有这样子的渴慕。
To see the sun of righteousness.
来见到这个公义的日头。
To experience His loving kindness under the sun of righteousness.
来经历在这个日头之下的怜悯和慈爱。
This is how the Lord recovered the testimony of Jesus.
这是神如何来恢复耶稣的见证。
This is how those remnant were restored.
这也是这些渔民被这个恢复起来的原因。
Thirdly, they made voluntary offerings to the Lord.
第三，他们是向主献上甘心祭。
They made ordinance for themselves that everyone would give a third of a shekel yearly to the house of the Lord to provide for all the sacrifices of offerings.
他们为自己制定了条例，每年个人要捐三分之一的舍客勒为他们神的殿使用。
The people made ordinance for themselves.
这些百姓是自己为自己定了这个条例。
Nehemiah didn't make ordinance for them.
尼希米并没有为他们做这个。
Ezra did not make ordinance for them.
以斯拉也没有这样做。
The people made ordinance for themselves.
但百姓他们自己心甘乐意的来定了这个条例。
They loved the God so much, they commanded themselves voluntarily.
他们爱神到了这个地步，他们甘心乐意来做这样的事。
They were ready and eager to give.
他们实在里面甘心乐意要把这些献给神。
They were cheerful givers.
他们是喜乐的、甘心的在那里献。
They really loved the Lord.
他们实在喜欢爱神。
They have that eagerness and willingness to offer.
他们里面有愿意做的那个心愿。
Our love for God and our love for His house will strengthen the life within the wall.
我们向着神的爱和神殿的爱会坚固加强墙内的生命。
Not only did they offer shekels and woods,
不单单他们献上这三分之一的舍客勒和那个柴。
They also became a free offering themselves.
他们自己也甘心愿意做那个甘心祭献。
No, at the time, very few people dwelt in the city of Jerusalem.
因为当时有只有少数的人住在耶路撒冷城里。
Most of them were scattered in the surrounding villages and cities.
绝大多数都是分散在各个城邑在外面。
Moving into the city of Jerusalem was a hardship.
搬到耶路撒冷城里是一件艰难的事情。
Because Jerusalem was the target of their enemies.
因为耶路撒冷是仇敌的目标。
It was dangerous to live in the city of Jerusalem.
住在那里是很危险的事情。
On the other hand, it's much safer to live in the surrounding villages and cities.
但另一方面，若是住在城外就要安全许多。
Occasionally, they would come to the city for a visit.
那偶尔他们就来到城里拜访一下。
After the visit, they would move back to their homes.
拜访以后他们就回到他们原先的家。
It was much easier to be a visitor of Jerusalem than a dweller of Jerusalem.
做一个耶路撒冷的访客比住在耶路撒冷做居民要容易得多。
But,Living in Jerusalem is to live in the heart of the testimony.
但是住在耶路撒冷里面，实在是住在那个见证的心脏里面。
And it is always costly to live at the heart of the testimony.
而这个一定是要付出很大的代价。
Brother and sister, would you rather live in the surrounding city of Jerusalem, or you prefer to live in the heart of the testimony?
弟兄姐妹，若是让你选择，你是愿意来到这个见证的中心，那个心脏居住呢，还是就住在耶路撒冷城的外围？
To strengthen the life of the city, the leaders set example by settling themselves in Jerusalem.
为了能够加强这个城里的生命，做首领的居住在耶路撒冷城。
Then the rest of the people cast lots to bring one out of every 10 of them to live in Jerusalem.
那其余的百姓就在那里测签，每十个人中抽出一人住在耶路撒冷里面。
While the remaining 9 would stay in their own cities.
其余九个人就住在自己的城里。
Something very strange.
这有点奇怪。
They cast lot to decide who to move in the city.
他们在这里测签，决定谁住进耶路撒冷城。
But however, when you read the verses, the verses said those who are chosen, they volunteer.
但你读到那个圣经上面说到是这个抽到签的，他们是主动的住在那个耶路撒冷城。
So we may not understand why is the case.
我们就不知道为什么是这样子呢？
They are chosen by lot.
他们是抽签抽出来的。
The Bible says they volunteered.
但是圣经说他们是主动自己愿意的。
Casting lots in the Old Testament is to bring the matters before the Lord.
在这里测签是要把整个的事情带到主的面前。
Request a clear guidance from the Lord.
在神面前寻求这个清楚的带领。
So when a lot fell to them,
当这个签抽到在这个人的身上，
they embraced outcome as the will of God.
他们愿意接受，把这个看作是神的拣选。
So when they came before the Lord for casting,
当他们来主的面前来测签的时候，
every one of them.Were already prepared to accept outcome, whatever that may be.
所以每个人已经预备好来接受这个测签以后的结果。
So they are all volunteers.
这些所有的人都是自愿的。
Everyone participating in the casting had volunteered themselves to live in Jerusalem.
所有来参加这个测签的，他们已经甘心乐意、自愿的来住在耶路撒冷。
But only those when the lot fell to them.Were actually chosen.
但只有测签测到的这些人，他们是神所拣选。
So these people moved into Jerusalem were blessed by the people.
这些人搬进耶路撒冷城的人得到了百姓的祝福。
They are the representation of the entire people.
他们在那里代表所有的百姓。
And those people who moved into Jerusalem were remembered by the Lord.
这些搬进耶路撒冷城居住的是蒙神所纪念的。
If you open to chapter 11,
当你打开十一章的地方，
you find a long list of names.
你看到那边有一长串的名字。
I expect when you read the book of Nehemiah, you probably skip these chapters.
我在这里猜，若是你在那里读到这一段的时候，你可能跳过去。
There's nothing else but the names.
那没有其他的，只有这些名字。
But this is one of the most interesting aspects of the book.
这个其实这本书里面最最有趣的部分。
Because the Lord has taken note of each individual who offered himself in this way.
因为神在这里注意到了所有到这个耶路撒冷城居住的人。
Has marked them down by name.
把他们的名字一一的记下。
And put them in the book.
把他们放在这个册子里。
The Lord kept a record of those who offered themselves as free will offerings.
神在这里有这样的记录，因为这些人他们把自己作为甘心祭献给神。
They were remembered by the Lord.
他们被神纪念。
Because they voluntarily went all the way with the Lord.
他们一直在那里自愿的跟随主。
Today, many God's people choose to be a visitor rather than a dweller in the house of God.
今天我们很多神的百姓，我们在那里愿意做一个访问者，而不是在那里愿意做一个居住者。
It is easier to be a visitor.
比较容易做一个访者。
We come when it's convenient for us.
这个对我们来说更加容易。
We return to our own life as we wish.
我们可以随意回到我们自己的生活当中。
We decide when we want to visit and the frequency of our visits.
所以我们决定什么时候去访问，多少频率我们去访问。
But we must know only the dwellers of Jerusalem will remember in Nehemiah chapter 11.
但我们看见只有在那里居住的才蒙神的纪念。
God is calling those who are willing to pay a price to move into the city.
神在这里呼召我们愿意能够付代价住在耶路撒冷。
To live in the heart of testimony.
住在这个见证的心脏。
Of course, today we don't cast lot.
当然，今天我们不会在那里测签。
But we will still know God's will by the leading of the Holy Spirit within us.
但我们仍然可以知道神的心意，借着圣灵。
As the Holy Spirit leads, let us move into the city.
因着圣灵的引导，我们可以住在耶路撒冷。
Live within the wall.
住在墙内。
And be built up together to be his testimony.
我们一同被建造成为他自己的见证。
Only after strengthening the line within the wall, they held the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem.
只有当城内墙内的这个生命被坚固以后，他们才行了这个告城之旅。
They saw Levites out of the other places and brought them to Jerusalem for celebration.
他们把各处的利未人招来，招到耶路撒冷。
On the day of dedication, they offer great sacrifices and rejoice before God.
那一天，众人献大祭而欢乐。
The women and children also rejoiced.
妇女带孩童也都快乐。
A sound of rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard from far away.
甚至耶路撒冷城中的欢声听到远处。
What a glorious day it was.
这是一个何等荣耀的日子。
Before the first coming of Messiah.
在弥赛亚第一次来到之前。
You know that these remnants, they were there, prepared for the first coming of the Messiah.
这些渔民在那里预备尼西米的第一次来到。
Brothers and sisters, we have a tremendous opportunity today.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们同样有一个这么重要的这个责任。
We can prepare for the second coming of the Messiah.
我们可以预备弥赛亚的第二次回来。
Before our Lord's second return,
在主第二次回来之前，
there need to be another returning to God.
需要有一次再一次的回到神那里。
And God will return to his people again.
那神再要回到他的民中。
Like the sun of righteousness.
就像公义的日头。
And God's people will see God's grace and mercy and loving kindness under the sun of righteousness.
那神的民就要看见神在这个日光之下能够看见他的恩典，他的怜悯和他的慈爱。
The day the sound of rejoicing in the house of the Lord will be heard far away.
这样在神的殿中，神的家中，这样子的喜乐欢呼的声音也会被听到远处。
Do we realize how great opportunity that we have?
我们是否意识到这是一个何等荣耀的这样的机会？
Have you realized that we live in this time?
你有没有感觉到我们住在这个时代？
Maybe you feel that no, this time is terrible.
也许你会觉得现在这个时代实在是糟糕透顶。
It is.
实在是的。
The time of Nehemiah is terrible.
尼西米的时代是非常的坏。
But in the terrible time,There was a returning to God.
但是在那个这么糟糕的时代，他们有一个转回神的。
It does not matter the condition that we live in.
这个与我们所 处的这个时代没有任何的关系。
What matter is whether there is a returning to God.
而真正重要的是是否有一个转向神。
May the Lord really move our heart.
愿神在这里激动我们的心。
Recognize the time we live in.
能够明白我们现在所处的时代。
Recognize the opportunity that we have.
能够明白知道我们现在有的机会。
So let's return to the Lord.
让我们回转向神。
So that the God will return to his people.
那神就能够回到他的子民当中。
Then there will be a great repentance among his people.
那在他的民中就会有一个这样子的悔改。
Then we can usher in his second coming.
我们可以带回他的第二次回来。
We mentioned before that Nehemiah was a contemporary with Prophet Malachi.
我们原先提过尼希米他是跟马拉基同时代的人。
Therefore, Malachi has a description of those who live in Jerusalem.
那马拉基他就有记述那些住在耶路撒冷城的那些人。
He called those people a peculiar treasure.
他在那里称呼那些人们是特别的珍宝。
Why were they so precious to God?
为什么对神这样子的特别？
They were precious because there were few.
因为只有这么一点点的少数人。
No, at the time of King Cyrus, only 50,000 returned to Jerusalem.
所以在古列王的时候，只有50,000人回到了耶路撒冷。
And many years later, a small number of people returned with Ezra.
很多年以后，又有一小部分的人跟着以斯拉回来。
Then at the time of King Artaxerxes,
到了亚达薛西王的时候，
Again, a smaller group returned with Nehemiah.
甚至更小的一群人跟着尼希米回来。
Together, they were called the remnant.
这些人通通加起来称为余民。
And here we find only 1/10 of the remnant were chosen to dwell in Jerusalem.
我们看见这里的十分之一被拣选住在耶路撒冷。
They were chosen as a free will offering to the Lord.
他们被拣选为甘心祭献给神。
This free will offering is not a tithe of things.
这个甘心祭作为甘心祭住在耶路撒冷城的人不是平常的十一奉献。
But a tithe of the people.
而是说到的是人为甘心祭。
Their number was so small.But the Lord said, "This is my peculiar treasure."
他们为数真的是这么少，但是神主在那里叫他们是特别的珍宝。
The Lord found what His heart desired among this little company in Jerusalem.
神的心在那里真的是渴慕在耶路撒冷这一小群的人。
Zechariah once said.Who has despised the day of small things?
撒迦利亚曾经说过，谁藐视这日子的小事？
But the palm line in the hands of Zerubbabel is a small thing.
那在所罗巴伯手里拿着那个线砣是一小事。
But Zerubbabel will finish the building of the house of God with the palm line.
但是所罗巴伯因着有这个线砣，他在那里完成了圣殿的重建。
So who can despise the peculiar treasure of the Lord?
那谁又能在那里藐视这一些少数的特殊的珍宝？
They were small in numbers.
他们在人数上面是很少。
However, in the hand of the Lord,
在神的手中，
God used them to usher in the first coming of the Messiah.
但是神使用他们带回了弥赛亚的第一次来。
In the beginning of the gospel according to Luke,
在路加福音的一开始，
we find those peculiar treasures who wait for the Messiah.
我们看见那些特殊的珍宝是在那里日夜等候神的主耶稣的来。
Like Anna, Simeon,
像亚拿。像
西缅 Joseph, Mary,
像约瑟玛丽
Zechariah and Elizabeth,
撒加利亚和伊丽莎伯。
These were the peculiar treasures.
他们都是特别的珍宝。
They were very small in numbers.
他们人数实在是少。
But they are like the plumb line in the hands of Zerubbabel.
他们就像所罗巴伯手中的那个线砣。
But the Lord used them to usher in the first coming of the Messiah.
但是神使用他们引进了弥赛亚的第一次来。
How mistaken we are when we measure things by their size and by their numbers.
我们若是衡量事情借着它的数量和规模，那我们真是错的。
That's the way the world does it.
因为这是世界的方法。
The world measures things by numbers and by size.
世界在那里衡量这个规模和数目。
But it has often been the case that the greatest thing of God has been very small in the eyes of man.
而神在神手中的这个大功，在世人的眼中看为是极小的事。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is taking notes.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主在那里记录。
He is putting it down.
他在这里把这些记录下来。
And he is saying.
他在那里说
The tithes of the remnant, the free will offering people, shall be my peculiar treasure in that day.
余民的十分之一，甘心献上的人，将在那日成为我的特别珍宝。
Those who go this way,
这些人在这条路上这么走。
Those who pay this price,
付这些代价的人。
Those who accept these consequences.
那些接受这个后果的人
，Those who become a free will offering to the Lord，
那些成为主所愿的这些甘心献祭的人
，Will be His peculiar treasure，
将成为神特别的珍宝。
May we all desire to be His peculiar treasure in the last day。
愿我们都渴望能够在这个末后这个日子成为他特别的珍宝。
May all of us。Look for such a glorious day before the Lord's return.
我们也一同在这里仰望，期待这样一个荣耀的日子，在主回来之前。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we are so grateful for your mercy during this weekend.
父啊，我们实在心里面充满了感谢，为着这个周末你赐给我们的恩典。
We thank you for your words.
我们谢谢你给我们的话语。
We thank you that you are a speaking God.
我们感谢你，因为你是一个说话的神。
And we thank you that you are still speaking to all of us.
我们感谢你，你仍然在向着我们众人说话。
You have not forsaken us.
你没有弃绝我们。
You still give us opportunity to return.
你仍然给我们机会来回转向你。
May our eye be open this weekend.
这个周末，请你开我们的眼睛。
Let us see the time we live in.
让我们看见我们现在所处的时间。
But also see the opportunity that we have.
也看见我们现在有的机会。
Cause us to return to you.
使我们能够回转向你。
It is not sufficient.To know the vision of the wall of Jerusalem.
我们若是没有看见这个城墙的意象是不够的。
We need to be rebuilt.
我们需要起来重建。
The life within the wall must be strengthened.
在墙里面的这个生命必须被加强。
The true worship to the Lord must be restored.
真实的向着主的敬拜必须被恢复。
There must be a true returning to the Lord.
也必须有个真实的回转向主。
There must be a true repentance before the Lord.
必须有个真实的悔改向着主。
There must be an acknowledgement that our way has been wicked.
我们也必须承认我们是邪恶的。
Therefore, you can return to your people.
这样你才能回到我们中间。
How much we want to see the sun of righteousness to shine again.
我们多么希望能够看见这个公义的日头再次出现。
how much we want to see that it's the people who want the word.
我们多么愿意看见是你自己的百姓自愿来渴慕你自己的话语。
How much we want to see the people make ordinance for themselves.
多么愿意看见是你的百姓自动 主动的愿意来与你立约。
How much we want to see the people voluntarily offering themselves as a free will offerings.
多么愿意看见你的百姓愿意甘心的献上自己作为甘心祭。
How much we desire to see this glorious day to come.
我们多么渴慕能够看见这个荣耀的日子。
May you have mercy on all of us.
愿你在我们每一个人身上有这样子的恩典。
May you accomplish your eternal will among us.
好叫你自己永远的旨意在我们中间得以成就。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。